Millions of dollars being spent for and against extending gambling in Maryland. It's question 7 on the Maryland ballot next week. Is it a good idea? We begin our dueling commentaries this morning with Cal Thomas.
The pro-gambling forces have run this play before. Approve expanded gambling and thousands of new jobs will be created. There will be millions available for education. What's not to like? Plenty. There's no connection between money and educational achievement. If there were, we'd have more smart kids than ever because we're spending record amounts on education. As in other states, if this measure is approved in Maryland, at least two things will happen. Any new money will simply offset money already being spent on education, and politicians will use the old money to pay for pet projects or give tax breaks to their supporters. And the state will further undermine the morals of its citizens. Gambling is a vice, and the state ought not to encourage vice because it leads to the destruction of families, an influx of shady characters, and the purchase of politicians whose integrity is already in short supply.
Now let's listen to Bob Beckel.
Maryland will hold a statewide referendum next Tuesday called Prop 7, which would expand gambling in the state to include a casino in Prince George's County, including gambling tables, slots, and other games of chance. Part of the casino's revenue would be dedicated to public education. There was a sense of the legislature passed in Annapolis that would forbid the casino if a majority of Prince George's County residents opposed Proposition 7. Nice gesture, but Prop 7 is a constitutional change, which requires a majority of voters statewide to alter the Constitution. So it's possible the majority of Prince George's County voters could oppose the casino, and the rest of the state produce enough votes to change the Constitution. It seems to me if a majority of voters in Prince George's County are in opposition, then the casino should be built elsewhere. The state government has many ways to block the casino through various approval processes, and it should. This is a classic case of not in my backyard. So if Prince George's County residents don't want the casino in their backyard, the Constitution should be amended to put it in the backyard of counties that support the measure. That only seems fair.
Bob Beckel and Cal Thomas are part of commentary and analysis from all sides on WTOP. You can read Cal and Bob's Common Ground column in USA Today.